The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Okay, I'm going to talk right about it. 5 tips to protect yourself from chronic stress. Because guess what? You know, I think stress is good. I really do. It gets you out of the road when a car is coming at you. It gets you to your appointments on time. It can help you make your bills on time. So a little bit of stress, pretty much a healthy and normal part of everyday life. But guess what, folks? I don't think that you need me telling you this. We are under siege of constant, multiple, prolonged stressors, okay? These stressors, and it's the way that our bodies are meant to respond to them. We can't help it. It's fight or flight. We are deer in headlights thinking, oh my dear, I am being chased by an animal that's going to eat me, and you might just be behind your computer getting an email from somebody you didn't want to hear from, or in a tone that you didn't want to hear, or you might just be behind your checkbook trying to reconcile or balance it. Nobody is after you, but your heart is pounding, your eyes are dilated, and your digestion has stopped, and quite honestly, so is your reproduction, because that's a pretty optimistic function when you're running from a bear, and quite honestly, so has bone remodeling, because shoot, that's pretty optimistic when you are in survival mode, right? So chronic stressors and the way that we respond to them, I got to tell you, these constant, multiple, prolonged stressors, we're just not made to do it, and we're getting into trouble with our health. I got to tell you, we are, and according to the American Institute of Stress, 75, and can you believe it, that we have to have that, an American Institute of Stress, 75 to 90% of primary care doctor visits are due to stress-related problems. And further, let's talk about this, 90% of disease, that's dis-ease. We've talked about dis-ease in your body is caused or complicated by stress, according to the Congressional Coalition on Prevention and Stress. And you know me as a naturopathic doctor, I'm always looking for prevention is the cure. So what the heck is going on and what can we do about it? All right. Well, we all know it's there, right? There is plenty of things happening and it's a slippery slope. So I'm going to get into my 5 top tips that can help you protect yourself from the devastating effects of how we respond. So the stressors themselves, I would say not the problem. It's the way that we respond, okay? Actually, I'm going to back up. The anatomy of stress. So the adrenal glands. I think almost everybody, even though you haven't gone to medical school like myself, has heard of them. And I'm like, why is everybody hearing about the adrenal glands? Well, because it's like the 21st century illness. Adrenal dysregulation, adrenal fatigue, I should say, okay? There are 2 little endocrine glands. They sit on the top poles of your kidneys. And when a stressful event occurs, even if it's real, if it's actualized, if it's maybe even imagined or anticipated, I should say, the brain triggers, okay, that fight or flight response in reaction to the perceived threat. So the heart, the breathing rates, they all continue to rise. The nervous system stimulates the adrenal glands, releasing adrenaline, cortisol into the body. And this release is helpful in truly threatening situations. But as I've mentioned, today's fast-paced lifestyles keeps many in a needless and permanent state of overstimulation. And what happens is our body starts to wear down and we start having issues that can lead to hypertension, immune suppression, insulin resistance, so many more things that people are presenting to the doctor going, holy crap, how did I get sick? You hear their story and you're like, oh my gosh, let's protect the body, all right? Chronic stress wears down the adrenals and it leads to adrenal, I would say, dysregulation as a practitioner. Most people say adrenal fatigue, my adrenals are shot. And so what can we do about it? First of all, I'm a huge advocate of being aware. Identify and decrease any unrelenting chronic stress. If you wake up in the middle of the night and your eyes are dilated because, you know, for me, I got to tell you something. I'm supposed to keep up a regular schedule of my newsletters and blogs. Why? Because I want to communicate to my folks that we have a community together. And sometimes I get behind. And so if I get behind, I do. I wake up, my eyes are dilated, my heart starts pounding, and it's about a little 2-3 paragraph blog that I just needed to get out and I just hadn't been able to do it. So I've got myself on a schedule now. I've got some people sort of helping me stay to that schedule because I got a lot going on. And I've identified that as a huge stressor and I've implemented things that I can maybe take that off the chopping block as one of those chronic stressors. So identify and decrease unrelenting chronic stressors. If you haven't made that call that you know you need to make, if you haven't cleared up that debt that you know you need, just do it. You're going to feel so much better. Also, I got to tell you, I think that this stress thing is not going away. So what can we do? Let's help ourselves adapt to the stressors physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And there are herbal extracts that can do that. They have been clinically proven. I think Gaia Herbs has an amazing product for, it's called Adrenal Support. It's also called Stress Response. It's the same product, but it's a blend of adaptogens. So you're talking about ashwagandha, holy basil, rhodiola, schisandra, wild oat, and milky seed extracts. These things help you absolutely, they optimize the adrenal gland function, and they essentially help combat stress while you're in it. So if you know that you're running all pistons firing, burning the candles at like 10 ends, maybe what you need to do is go ahead. So that's Gaia Herbs and it's Adrenal Support. So just support yourself. I'm a huge advocate. I'll say it over and over again. You got to supplement your lifestyle. And if your lifestyle is, you know, full metal jacket, semi-automatic, go get them all the time. Sorry about all those combat references. Not sure why that is, but you know what I'm talking about. You need to help. Also, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is going to be with me every week. We talked about this in the last segment. You can, click on that segment as far as headaches and migraine headache treatment. But magnesium, I got to tell you something. It's been called the anti-stress supplement. Magnesium influences overall health of the mind, emotions, and body. All right. So magnesium deficiencies magnify depression and stress. Serotonin, the feel-good brain chemical that is boosted artificially by some medications, it depends on magnesium for its production and function. So a person who is actually going through a lot of stress is usually deficient in magnesium. And with vitamin D being the number one deficient vitamin in our country, magnesium is the number one deficient mineral. And guess what? If you don't have magnesium board as well, besides not being able to handle stressors, you can't sleep very well. That's the other thing. That stress magnesium connection, a good night's sleep is so important for the rejuvenation of adrenal glands. All right, so here's what I'm advocating. I like magnesium citrate or magnesium glycinate, and about 250 to 500 milligrams a day, you're going to see a difference. That is tip number three. Number four, I know it's not sexy, but vitamin C. Vitamin C is so heavily concentrated in the adrenal glands, and it is the only vitamin that I know of. Dr. Wilson, James Wilson, he is the founder of the Arizona-based ICA Health, and he wrote Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Illness, and he does a lot of work in this area. But he actually said it can restore the tissue of the adrenal glands because they're getting pounced on a lot. They're getting requested to function a lot because of our chronic modern day stressors. Vitamin C, how much? Well, vitamin C is a water soluble vitamin. So basically if you take 1,000 milligrams, your receptor sites are going to get all filled up. And guess what? The rest of it is going to get spilled out and you'll see that nice, really neon color of urine. And you're like, ah, I just wasted money. No, you didn't. That's what happens with water-soluble vitamins. So I would say 1,000 milligrams three times a day, up to 2,000 milligrams three times a day. And the truth is, if you get too much vitamin C, you're going to have a little bit of runny stool, and then you can know to back down. I give my patients much more. The last thing, tips for protecting yourself against stress, is every day, whether it's 5 seconds or 5 minutes, put yourself in the opposite of fight or flight. Put yourself in rest, relax, repair. 5 seconds of breathing and saying it's going to be okay. That's parasympathetic activity. Be parasympathetic. Give your loved ones a parasympathetic hug. Do it every day. Consistency, not quantity, I know, but quality, parasympathetic, rest, relax, repair. All right, that's it. Identify and decrease adaptogens, sleep with magnesium, vitamin C, and that parasympathetic place that you can get into and where you unburden every day, because that's how we stay well. Here on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.